Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The nation's labor movement is already losing members and political clout. Now it's experiencing dissent from within. Today, the United Brotherhood of Carpenters and Joiners of America announced it will join a group of upstart unions challenging the leadership of the giant AFL-CIO. Marketplace's John Dimsdale joins us from Washington. And John, how big is this group of challengers now?
Well, it's now up to nearly 6 million members, counting the carpenters, which add over 500,000. This dissident group includes one of the largest unions, the Service Employees International, which is 1.8 million members. It's a significant faction when you figure the AFL-CIO as a whole represents between 13 and 14 million workers. But these numbers, as you said, reflect a 50-year-long slide in overall union membership. At one time, a third of the country's workforce belonged to a union, and now it's around 12.5%, below 10% if you look only at the private sector, the non-government workers.
So what does this dissident group want?
They claim the AFL-CIO has become a wasteful, bloated bureaucracy, that it's lost its focus on the need for organizing more members. Getting more workers into unions is the way to improve union clout in Washington and in the minds of voters, they would argue. And these dissident unions have themselves been some of the most successful at organizing new members. They want more union dues to be devoted to organizing, less to electioneering and legislating. Although it's interesting, as much as these independent union leaders claim to disdain Washington politics, the leaders of the six dissident unions are up on Capitol Hill today lobbying for support from Democrats and Republicans. So as much as they love to say the real action is out in the hustings, grassroots organizing, they realize it always helps to keep lawmakers on your side. This all comes at an important time for the AFL-CIO. It's going to elect leaders for a five-year term at the end of July. 70-year-old John Sweeney, the president, he's up for re-election.
Well, and is there a serious challenge to his leadership? Can he hang on to his job?
He says he has enough votes to win another term. He's been in for 10 years now. But the dissident unions haven't put up a direct challenge to him. But if he wins, some of the more vociferous dissidents are threatening to break with the AFL-CIO. Whether they do that before the convention or at it remains to be seen. A breakaway group of unions this big would represent a major rift in the union movement. John Sweeney has said that, quote, only our enemies will be cheering over this division. Still, as acrimonious as it is, the Denver Post editorialized over the weekend, it's likely to be less violent than the last big split. When John L. Lewis broke with the American Federation of Labor, he created the Congress of Industrial Organizations. Before walking out, Lewis punched his rival, coincidentally, the head of the Carpenters Union. So there really is a long history of debate over what direction the movement should take. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll be taking a look at how New York's newsstands have fared as newspaper circulation has dropped.
John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, John.
My pleasure.